Hi, it's Dave Clemens in studio with me this morning. I have my friend Kaylee Graham. She is the executive director for St. Vincent de Paul Bend. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I want to talk about this thing you're doing this coming weekend, the 12th. Is that Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, so it's this coming Sunday, and it's a fundraiser that feeds into this whole baseball thing that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're doing a food drive and a 50-50 raffle at the OSU versus Gonzaga game on the 12th, so this weekend. So we want people to come out and support, buy 50-50 raffle tickets from us, and also bring non-perishable food items. So the first 200 people that bring 5+ non-perishable food items will be getting a free 16-ounce drink voucher for the stadium. So you can support us and then get something good to drink and enjoy a great baseball game.
Yeah. Is there any particular non-perishable that you guys would like to see?
Yeah, I mean, we need everything right now. We're always looking for canned veggies, soup, tuna, anything that has protein in it, peanut butter, other canned fish or canned chicken, or stuff to help with Thanksgiving. So we do Thanksgiving boxes, and so we're looking for corn, green beans, instant potatoes, anything like that would be helpful to us.
All right, and how does a 50-50 raffle work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. 50-50 raffle works is, so we sell tickets with a different price model, and so you buy in tickets, and then if you your 50-50 ticket gets pulled, you get half of the pot. So one half goes to us, one half goes to you, and then if you're awesome, you could always donate your half back to us too.
Okay, right? Yeah, and sometimes that happens, right?
Yeah, exactly, it does.
Yeah. Real quick, Kaylee, before I let you go this morning, what does St. Vincent de Paul do?
Yeah,
exactly. Just
yeah.
A quick little mission statement type.
Yeah,
thing.
I like to say we do food and housing. So we're a social service nonprofit, and we're dedicated to serving people's basic needs. So we operate a 1,000-square-foot food pantry that gives out food boxes and sack lunches. And then we have rental housing. We have low-income rentals. We have about 13 of those. And then we have St. Vincent's Place, which is our high-barrier shelter with 10 single dwelling units and a community space with bathroom, shower, and laundry facilities.
All right. This Sunday, baseball and charity. I love it. What's the best way to learn more about you guys? You have a website, I assume?
Yeah, we do have a website. It is stvincentdepaulbend.org, or you can follow us on Facebook, St. Vincent de Paul of Bend.
All right. Been talking to Kaylee Graham. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.